Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Welcome to this week's edition of Meeting Pros. I'm Michael Lauer here with a very special guest, the CEO of Global CIF. We have with us Mr. Dirk Ebener. How you doing, Dirk?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing very, very well today. So starting off the show, if you could, please give our listening audience the lowdown on what you guys are doing at Global CIF.
Okay. We are a relatively young company. I have worked in the corporate world for many years and have recently decided to launch my own company. We're focusing on assisting startup companies, helping them to launch their business in the United States, as well as taking their product and their business overseas. I've worked overseas for many years in various capacities. And so helping them to learn how to get into the new markets, how to put their program and their product overseas is one of the elements that we do.
So what did you do overseas?
I have actually worked for two German trade show organizers here in Atlanta, and my job was to take their companies, the exhibiting companies, as well as the visitors to their trade shows.
So do you still do some stuff with trade shows?
I do, actually, yes. I represent several trade shows from Bangkok here in the United States, as well as two shows from China. And then I'm launching my own trade show next year in February at the Galleria.
So before we get into the trade show stuff, I don't want to take away too much from Global CIF. So what's a typical client look like for you guys?
The typical client are companies that are really looking for the next step. They have sort of positioned themselves well in the U.S. market. Now they are on the verge of going international. They understand that the next growth possibility for them is really overseas. And so they come to us, they ask, what is a possibility for me to take the product? Where do I take it? What's a good market? And how do I market it perfectly correct for that market?
Are you finding that some companies think they're ready to go overseas, but they're not quite ready yet?
Yes, that happens. It happens then when companies really have been here at trade shows and events in the United States, and they sort of have maxed out or are on the way of finding out what's the best way, and then talk to colleagues and clients, and they are told that, you know, the next step is overseas, and they're sometimes a little too proactive and think they are really ready when they're not.
What are some other common misconceptions with that?
I think the understanding of that they are one of the market leaders here and not 100% sure who their competition overseas is some of the challenges that they're facing.
So how do you help with that kind of stuff?
Well, we're looking at their products, we're looking at their business model, and then find out what's the best platform. Are you ready to go to India, or probably is Germany or a European location the better spot for you?
So is Global CIF involved with this trade show arm, or is this something you kind of do on the side?
Yes. No, it is part
of
it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So explain the functionality of Global CIF in that trade show environment.
What we do is that we are looking at small to medium-sized trade shows and events. Then we are finding the right location for them. We are evaluating their potentials. And then we are managing the whole thing from finding hotels, finding trade show locations, selling, marketing, the whole perspective of it.
So you're not just doing a company comes to you and says, I want to be in this particular trade show. You actually set up the entire trade show on behalf of an organization.
Yes, that's correct. That's what I've done for the last 18 years on many, many different markets and different products.
That's a big responsibility.
It is, and it's very important for a lot of the organizations because some of them are association-based, some are individuals, and so they trust our organization with evaluating the location, making sure that the portfolio is in place, and then find the right spot for their members or their clients.
So typically what size is an event that you put on, or is it range?
It can be varied from 10,000 square feet, couple of, you know, dozen of companies to larger ones, really all around the United States.
Right. So what you specialize in the international event?
I do, yes. I think that's the background that really plays in. And I've worked in numerous countries where I've organized together with some other groups.
Is that is that hugely different from domestic events?
It is. There are a lot of different rules and regulations here in the United States than they're overseas. When we have the reverse effect, where we have international companies coming to U.S. shows, they often get surprised and puzzled about what is in place.
Like what, for example?
Like, for example, the fact that we have drayage, what we call drayage in the United States. You pay from the loading dock to your booth and back out. Many shows overseas don't have that situation. It's because the companies overseas are used to bring in their own stuff, set it up themselves, and it's a little bit more union-driven here in the United States.
So a typical client would come to you, again, an overseas or international company would come to you to have you help them get up to speed on this kind of stuff and figure out the best way to approach these challenges?
Correct, exactly. And we have the expertise to do this. We have the network here. We can help them from the set up to the hotel, to reservation, online reservation, when you have a program that you want to have attendees register for, all the way to the actual opening of the door.
So are you planning like breakout sessions and that kind of stuff within the event, or is there an event planner that does that?
We are connecting with event planners because it's very specific, and often these groups already have someone who is doing this for them, because when it's very driven on content, you need to make sure that the planner knows the content of that industry.
So what are some events coming up that you're really excited about?
Very excited about is our own event, of course, the upcoming event next year in February at the Galleria. It's called Kids Business Expo, and it's a one-day event. It's Saturday. It's February the 7th. And it's a first-time event launched here, and it's very, very interesting from the concept, because we all see constantly that we have young entrepreneurs who really want to get into business, kids who really have a passion for business and they really want to launch it, but often, you know, don't have necessarily the means or the understanding. And so Kids Business Expo.
By kids, what age are you kind of?
About 12 to 18.
Okay.
It's the group. We feel that, you know, we need to create the passion now. Once they're off to college, then often that is taken over by other responsibilities and other platforms that are more important to them, and then they're lost.
So how can companies get involved, and in what capacities can they get involved?
They can come in and definitely participate as a vendor, reach out to the kids, to people who are involved with the kids. Then they can also sponsor the event. There's a variety of sponsorships available, the typical drop lanyards, the things that trade shows usually have in events like this. And then also can send their business leaders to support and sit down with the kids in a one-on-one and really talk to them about what their plans are. What is this young entrepreneur looking for? And how can the business leader who is experienced and who has been in the same shoes just 10, 15, 20 years ago, and now they can sit down with these kids and really talk about their business plan.
So explain the connect the dots for me on this. So a sponsor wants to get in front of these kids. For what end game are they trying to achieve?
They're trying to establish a relationship now, because down the road, the young entrepreneur needs printing. They need a platform. They need some type of a relationship. And
so
that's what we're doing.
For the potential of future business with these kids.
Exactly, yes.
So what, in your opinion, is the best value for a sponsor? I mean, is it to be a name on a lanyard, or how do they get in front of these kids?
It all starts, from my point of view, with having a passion for support of young entrepreneurs and kids.
Supporting them and giving them the opportunity to help themselves, right?
Exactly, correct, and advance and become a future business leader. And if you have that passion in supporting this, then Kids Business Expo is the starting point for you to reach out to this community.
Right, and I find that this isn't specific, this need and this for sponsors isn't specific to necessarily this event. It's for any event. They feel the need to help whoever they're trying to reach. They need to help them and give them the opportunity to help themselves so that they can – that's their win, right?
Correct. Exactly. That's the win.
So is this something you're trying to provide in all of your events?
We feel that we need to make a connection. I feel that you need to reach out to your clients, your future clients. And if you do this early on and if you create this network and that closeness with them, I think that's really the step into it.
So what are some breakout sessions or some things that you're looking forward to at your event that attendees can look forward to?
One, of course, is to understand for the young entrepreneur how to write a business plan, how to create a budget, how to understand the financials, all of these things that are the basics. And then get into how do I promote my business, how do I use social media effectively and safely, most importantly. And then they can go on the show floor and interact with the business leaders. They can go into what we call the Young Entrepreneur Center. So if someone has a product they want to put on display, they can actually put it out there. And the community, the business leaders will walk by and hopefully find this interesting for them. And then also in the afternoon, we will have some more in-depth workshops. We feel that it's important that kids understand how to develop their 60-second sales pitch, and we'll have a competition for this. We'll have a class that will talk about, you know, how do I overcome the obstacle just to talk to somebody about my business, my future business. And we will also have a panel discussion in the mornings and a keynote speaker.
So what do you need right now? Do you need more sponsors? Do you need more attendees? What do you need more?
We're starting right now with promoting it through the channels of education, going into the schools, talking to business associations, and reaching out to them. What we ideally would like to see is an increase in vendors on the floor as well as the sponsorships.
Do you have a certain amount of vendor slots available, or is it if you need more, you can open more up, or is it a perishable number?
We want to be conservative because I don't want to raise the level where we say, you know, we have XYZ number of vendors that are coming out there. And I think it's growing as it goes. Our goal is sort of to have about 50 to 75 vendors on the floor. It's a good number. It's a good start. And this will become an annual event. And so as we grow the event, we hopefully will bring more and more companies on, specifically on the vendor as well as on the sponsorship side.
Now, you mentioned you're going through education channels to get this event promoted to potential attendees.
Right.
Explain that process to me, because you are kind of going after a different demographic for an attendee than typical, right?
Yes, that's correct, because what we see is that very often the younger generation, the kids who still have that passion, are overlooked. Because we all look at it and say, you know, well, yeah, you have a nice little idea, but are you serious? Are you going to stay with it? Are you going to continue to be a young entrepreneur? So when the kids feel that there is a support system in place that will continue after the expo, they walk on the show floor and they really have this expo feeling, this professional badge and the lanyard and all these things. So we really want to build that platform and educational form.
What's the average cost to attend?
It's for kids, it's free, and for the adult, it's $15 to come to the expo.
Wow, that's cool.
So it's a great opportunity for a kid, right? Yeah, absolutely, because there's networking. They can meet with other kids who have the same experience. They can sit down and really talk to a business leader, because I think if you talk to a third person, your ideas are sometimes looked at a little bit differently.
So where can attendees go to sign up? Where can sponsors go to contribute?
The sign up is possible on our website, which is kidsbusinessexpo.com. They can come in. There's a registration button on the top right of the webpage. And sponsors and exhibitors can also download everything. It's pretty interactive. We are trying to make it as easy possible for everybody.
And what's the webpage again?
It's kidsbusinessexpo.com.
Okay, and are you having a keynote speaker?
We do. We actually are very, very pleased to have Marcus Lemonis as the keynote speaker. And
for the folks that don't know him, give me a little background.
Marcus Lemonis has a CNBC TV show called The Prophet, and he is also involved with Camping World, and he has a lot of things going on. So we're very, very thrilled having Marcus Lemonis there.
And what are the hours of the expo?
The expo starts from 12 to 6 with the event, and then the seminars start at 9 o'clock with a keynote, going all the way through 12 o'clock, and then the in-depth workshops are starting at 2, from 2 to 6.
Great. And where can people go to learn more about your company?
They can actually, if they're looking at the global CIF side, it's globalcif, that's charlieindiafrank.com.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure having you on, Dirk.
Well, thank you very much for hosting me, and I look forward to welcoming a lot of people to Kids Business Expo.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to the event, and we'll definitely want to follow up with you afterwards.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer, and we'll see you next time on Meeting Pros.